Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. Today is a mid-month for November. I can't believe by the time you guys listen to this, it will be 2 weeks into November. That's just ridiculous. I feel like this year has gone by super fast. But anyway, I found Hebrews 12:3 a few years ago. I had read through the Bible all once, and so I've probably read it before, but God showed me something really special in it a few years ago because I was a runner. I had never really noticed that that verse went with verse 1 and 2, which specifically talks about runners. So when I saw this verse, I was like, this has to go and be a part of Hebrews 12:1-2, which is like almost like one of my most favorite passages in the Bible. And so, yeah. Let me read the verses really quick. So Hebrews 12:1-2 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." So, of course, see how that specifically talks about, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, laying aside every weight, because the heavier you are, or the more stuff you carry, the more it's going to wear on your body. And then, what was the other one? Being encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses would be like the people watching. And then also the people in the race are also watching. So that too. And then, obviously enduring and where our focus is and the finish line and different things like that. So that was always that I actually kind of based my Be Still and Run on in the beginning, but I was super excited when God showed verse 3 to me, which says, "For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." So I'm sure if you've been running for any amount of time, you've noticed that your mind gives up way faster than your body, because you know if you could do more. You know you can do more, because when you're done walking, you can run, and then you have the rest of the day. So you know you have more energy to be able to do things. So it's our mind that gives up on us. So like this morning when I did 8 400-meter repeats, and normally I do these on a slight incline and decline, but I wanted to do these today on more flat, just because I'm specifically training for a flat 5K in, well, let's see, it would be 1 week after you guys listen to this. So I knew it was going to be difficult, because the last time I had did the 400s, the last three were extra hard, and I actually had to stop with like, I don't know, a few seconds even before the repeat ended because it was so tough. So I was asking God, I was like, can you help me finish these repeats? And it was almost like he said, no, just focus on the one you're in. And I'm like, okay, can you help me finish this repeat? And it was amazing the difference of energy I had with that focus. And then the next repeat, I was like, I need you to help me with this repeat. And each one I was able to put more effort and more energy into, rather than having on my mind that I had 8 repeats left and then I counted down to 6 and, you know, all the way down. Whereas if I just was like, okay, I'm going to put everything I can into this repeat. And there is just something about changing the way I focused on it that really gave me energy and helped me to, according to this verse, not be weary and not faint in my mind. So there is a thing going around where everybody says running is 80% mental and only 20% physical. And for a long time, I did not understand that. But as I got further into running and started training for a full marathon and then two halves, I realized that my mind started giving up on me before my body did. I realized that I had more energy. And I've noticed in my spiritual life, mainly this year, when I get my eyes off of Jesus, when I, as verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, when I got my eyes off of Jesus, I got weary and faint. I lost energy. I lost motivation. It just everything declined, and it was really hard to push through the day or push through the task at hand. So I was talking to a friend a few days ago, and I talked a little bit about this in the October's full episode, and I noticed this year was like one of the best years I have ever had. And I didn't really understand why at the time, but I went through a month of like a depression type of phase, which I'm used to feeling depressed. I never really classified it as that until recent months, but I used to be like, just get through the day. I didn't want to get up. And I just always felt sad, always felt down, didn't have any motivation to do anything. And I even struggled trying to get myself to run sometimes because I didn't want to do anything. So when I had, let's see, it would have been probably about six and a half months to where I hadn't had depression. My mind had not gone there in so long that when I lost my focus on Christ and started focusing on the circumstances around me and everything that was going on, that depression came back and I was sad. I couldn't gain motivation and I didn't really have a reason to get out of bed and just all these different feelings came back. And eventually I got out of it. But then after my race, October 1st, I fell back into it again. And I was like, okay, what is going on? Something is weird. And so I was asking a friend, like, am I not fighting my spiritual battles right? And like, what is going on? I feel like what I'm doing is what God wants me to do. But I also just feel down and unmotivated and everything frustrates me. And she mentioned about how focusing on others and focusing on serving other people rather than her own was what she found to lower her spirits and make her, I don't remember how she said it, but in other words, it was harder for her to have more of a, I don't remember what she said. But just her saying that her focusing on serving others rather than herself, it was like God was like, you've lost your focus on me. And I was like, oh, I did not realize that. And so then the next day, I don't remember if I asked God to forgive me for not focusing on him and was like asking him to help me focus on him. But that day was like back to 2022 normal. It was a really great day. I was really able to serve people and really focus on what God wanted me to do without having any sadness or being bored or just whatever. And then it hit me. I was like, so all of the good months that I had this year was because I was focused on Christ. It was because I was looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. I was focused on him. I was considering him, like it says in verse 3. And I realized that because I was still able to do things, it was my mind had grown weary and was fainting. And just comparing that to the physical and the spiritual world, it just amazed me, because a lot of people nowadays say that if you have the will to do it, that you can. And though that's partly true, but can also be partly dangerous for a Christian, because we're supposed to be focused on God's will and not our own, you can still use that to realize, okay, God, I want your will. And if you want his will enough, you're going to get the energy, because you're going to ask him and you're going to surrender your life to him and do what he wants you to do. But just our minds have so much control over who we are and what we do that it's crazy. So I don't know if you're listening to this at a time that you can maybe write on a piece of paper or whatever, but I have this challenge in my devotional called Back to the Basics, that you write down all of the thoughts that are going through your mind, and then you divide them up into righteous thoughts and evil thoughts, because there's no black and white. It's either good or bad thoughts. So if there is any lie to it, if there is any anything that goes against scripture, it's going to go in the evil thoughts. And it's not necessarily evil, but it's not a righteous thought. So if you can divide those up and then realize, like, I don't know, compare it to how you're feeling and see if your thought, if it looks like your thoughts are maybe what's controlling your life and what's controlling who you are. For me, it's always surprising to me how many bad thoughts go through my mind and how many times I lie to myself throughout the day and how many times I'm doubting and not focusing on Christ. Sometimes it just baffles me. I'm like, where do these come from, first of all? And second of all, how do I get rid of them? But I have noticed the more and more, especially after these two depression phases that I went through this year, that it's our minds are so powerful. Dina Castor is very big into her mind, and she used gratefulness and thankfulness a lot, which is very big in Christianity and in the Bible and what God wants us to do. So we can definitely use that. But it's the more you look into how our mind controls our life and then write down the thoughts that are going through your mind, it kind of explains what is going on. And then kind of motivates us to go to God and be like, oh God, I need you to change my thoughts. I need you to change my heart and my beliefs so that I can act on who you created me to be. And so I just wanted to jump on here for this mid-month motivation and really just encourage you guys to take that piece of paper and write down your thoughts. And then divide it up into, well, you could divide it up into truth and lies or doubt and just whatever. But you should be able to figure it out. And if you can't, just kind of pray about it. And if you're not sure, you can maybe put it aside and think about that one later. But, and then compare that to your life, what's going on in your life. And is this really where you want to be? Or would you rather get rid of these lies and replace them with truth so that you can actually live the abundant Christian life that God created you to live? So just I encourage you to do that. And when you're done with it, just make sure you really take it to God and pray about it and pray from your heart, because He already knows what's there. So don't go to Him trying to convince Him or manipulate Him. Just tell Him what's on your heart exactly the way it is. And I will leave you guys with that. I really hope that maybe that can give you some, I don't know, clarification, understanding on how your life is going, and maybe encourage you to start meditating on truth and start focusing on Christ so that you're not weary and faint in your mind, so that you can actually live life and not live in a spiritually dead state. So I love you guys, and I'm praying for you. If you guys ever want to reach out, I will leave my email in the description. And I also have a blog post version of this that sort of just tells you the basics of what you might need to remember, so you can work on that challenge and really go through with God in prayer to see what you might need to change in your life. So I will see you guys next time. Before I leave you guys, I wanted to real quick say how this plays into our theme for November, which is injuries. And I've noticed in my own life that the more I focus on Christ and the more and stronger my relationship is with Him, the closer I am to Him, the less I get injured, the less I am filled with pride and do things that I know I shouldn't, which ends up injuring me either physically or spiritually. I've noticed I am able to handle offenses easier. I'm not as easily offended. I've noticed that the stronger my mind is because I'm focused on Christ, the quicker I'm able to go to God and pray about an offense or pray about an injury or a hurt or a wound. And so therefore I can deal with it really quick and move on, and it doesn't affect me at all. For the physical side of it, I've noticed that the more I focus on Him, the more I feel like in my spirit that I should, say for instance, I should foam roll or I should take a day of rest. Just because I am listening to the, I don't know what God put in us, but we know what we should do to take care of our bodies. Just naturally, that's inside of every human. I think they call it like intuitiveness or something. But if we can just learn to be quiet and listen to that, I don't want to say voice, it sounds weird, but if we can listen to that voice that God naturally put inside of us, like He created our bodies and He said it was very good. If we can learn to listen to that and to take care of things and set our pride aside, that will help injuries from forming. And sometimes we can take a day or two off or just a couple extra 30 minutes to take care of something instead of having to take weeks off or days off or diminish our training a lot because we decided to go ahead and run or to not take care of something, and then we end up having an injury or something worse that we had to take care of. So for me, I've just noticed that focusing on Christ and just really keeping my mind on Him seems to really help me be able to take care of injuries and I guess just not be as easily offended and be able to listen to my body and give it what it needs. So I just wanted to say that really quick before I hopped off. So now that I have, I will leave you guys and see you next time.